Welcome to Selling with the Buyer's Perspective. This is Ton Verlek. Salespeople who are reading and following my sales blog, thesalesadvice.com, have asked me if I can produce podcasts because not everyone likes to read or is in a situation where they can read, or they just find audio a better medium for them. They prefer to listen to podcasts when they are in the car or when they are jogging or biking or any of those activities. Makes absolutely sense. So this is the first of a podcast series where I will share content from the sales blogs, helping you with the new way of selling. This first podcast takes less than 10 minutes, so I hope you keep listening for that long. It is actually an interesting story. Today, we are talking about why do we need to change the way we sell? It's a very good question, because if you're not convinced on the why we need to change the way we are selling, then you will not be motivated to look into, okay, changing to what? So let me take you into a time lapse back to the 1990s. Yes, that's a long time ago. Many of you were not even born. Around that time, some sales gurus came up with a sales process that became widely accepted. In fact, it is still one of the most used sales approaches used globally. You can look it up if you want to on Amazon.com under the name Spin Selling. Now, this company, their concept was actually quite simple. The salesperson has a lot of information about their products and services, and the buyer may have a need for that. So the customer doesn't have that information. So based on that, salespeople were taught to ask questions to slowly but surely uncover problems, issues, and needs with the customer. Let them then understand and agree on the impact of these issues on their business, and then on a possible solution, and that would make these problems then go away. And magically, the salesperson would sell these solutions. Now, hundreds of sales books have been written since then on the subject, and most sales organizations around the world today, they have built their sales process around this concept, and they have trained their salespeople and are still training their salespeople to have conversations with the buyers following that same sales approach. So we became consultants and solution sellers, and we still are, but things are changing. What is the big change that is causing us to change the way we sell, you may ask? To answer that question, we should not look into this from a seller's point of view. So it's not about our sales process, but from a buyer's point of view. It's about their buying process. So where in the past, the sellers had all the information and were hence better informed to advise customers on possible solutions, the tables now have turned. And buyers are now the ones with more information at their fingertips. And in fact, research is telling us they feel they are better informed and a step ahead of the salesperson. So this is a major factor that has influenced the way they are buying, because if a business is looking for options, it seems that they are more and more comfortable with figuring out what options are available without interacting with salespeople. There are more factors causing customers to buy differently. One of them is actually what we as salespeople do and say at customer meetings. Because what is really going on? Buyers meet with salespeople to gain valuable information. Information they don't know, would like to know, because that new information may help them in defining available options when they are thinking about changing supplier. Makes sense, right? But if we as salespeople, during meetings, just informing customers and prospective customers about how our products work, what services we offer, what solutions we can provide, and all their features, advantages, and benefits, then the customer thinks, okay, thanks, but I already knew that. Customers find this information online. And not only that, They make also comprehensive comparisons on how you stack up with your competitors. What do we see if we look at salespeople through the lens of the buyer? We see salespeople, including you and your competitor sales reps, saying more or less the same thing, with only a small variation. So no wonder customers stay longer with what they already have, because they don't see enough compelling reasons to change. If everything is equal, then relationships count. Sadly, the only differentiator they see is price. And this is not a situation you want to be in. So in the customer's view, the salesperson does not help them with new valuable information. These type of meetings are seen by buyers as time wasting, and the salesperson is viewed as less relevant. So they stop accepting to have meetings with you. A third major factor that is driving us to change the way we sell is a change happening within the customer's organization. Throughout the last 5 years or so, the organizational structures of businesses have become flatter, meaning there are more departments involved when it comes to making major buying decisions. For example, like changing supplier. Why is that? Well, simply, a change of supplier may affect any of these departments. Think about it. Take, for example, a business who wants to change their main courier company. This affects not only their operational department, maybe for the better, but also the departments who use the couriers. They need to be trained. And what about the billing department? New type of invoices will come through. What about their end customers? They need to get new instruction, and the list goes on and on. Where in the past, as a salesperson, you may have been dealing with two or three stakeholders to get your proposals approved, now you are depending on the opinion and influencing of up to 7 or 8 stakeholders. This is, by the way, one of the main reasons why your current proposals stall. They don't seem to move. Do you recognize this? To recap, there are 3 main reasons why we need to change the way we sell. Number 1, the buyers have changed the way they buy. They are better informed and are comfortable making decisions on their own. 2, in the eye of the customer, salespeople do not deliver relevant, valuable information, and we are at risk that price becomes the dominant differentiator. And 3, our proposals will not be successful if we keep selling to customers as if there are only a few people involved in the decision-making process. Now, fast forward to present time. What should the new way of selling look like? What do we need to do differently? Listen to my next podcast, which is called Changing to What? How does the new way of selling look like? This is Ton Verlek in Selling with the Buyer's Perspective.